This is Rebecca Elia, and today I will be discussing with my grandfather.
Hello, I am Grandpa. I'd like to talk about, because this is for school, I guess education. I had a wonderful time. I went 16 years to Catholic school, and not the same school. I graduated each one. And I always had a good time. I like to tell people who complain about Catholic school and all the rules and regulations that I really, really, really enjoyed going to Catholic school because, quote, they have more rules to break.
Oh, jeez.
And I enjoyed breaking them. One or two quick things in high school. We had a hot dog truck out in front, and at lunchtime we would go out and buy a hot dog for our lunch instead of cafeteria food. Well, Sister Patricia didn't like that. She didn't think it looked well, so she said we could not go out anymore. Luckily, my class was on the first floor, so I went out the window, walked around, and I talked to the poor hot dog man who couldn't figure out what was going on. And I said, look, Sister Patricia just doesn't want the kids out here, so follow me. So he pushed his little cart around the back into the alley, and we knocked on the door, and friends of mine opened the double doors to the gymnasium. And we brought the hot dog truck into the gym. And there was a big, long line of kids buying hot dogs when Sister Patricia found me. The only thing my father said after his visit to the principal's office with me was on the way home, he said, I didn't think you had that much nerve. And that was my only punishment. Moving on to college, I went to college in the early 60s. And please don't faint, but the tuition was $17 a credit. And they raised it while I was there to $35. And we had riots. We had the fire department. We had water hoses. We had all the good stuff that you kids today think you invented. We had that a long time ago. So I graduated college, went in the Army, did my time, got married, all that stuff, had a printing business for 20-some-odd years, and then I said, I would love to go back into the classroom. So I became a shop teacher, and during that time, I enjoyed that part too. They gave me all the problem kids. They gave me all the kids, they call them, the ones that had just gotten out of jail, stuff like that. And I had a good time with them. Now and then, I would find teaching quite boring. And the kids were busy doing this or doing that. And I'm just sitting there up at my desk with precious nothing to do. So, on a lark or just for something, I would take like a small eraser and I would throw it at one of the children.
Jeez.
I would hit him with the eraser and they would look at me and I would point at one of the other students. And then we had some fun. Also, well, probably, this was a long time ago, back in the days, probably don't see it today, but we had kids wandering the school. It was inner city. It was rough times, but I didn't have a hard time. And some of the kids would like wander into the classroom that didn't belong. And I says, I'm sorry, you'd have to leave. And they says, who's going to make me? So I says, they will. I point to my girls, and two or three of my girls would get up, come up to the front of the room, grab the young man, and usher him out of the classroom. And that's how I handled unruly children. And nobody ever, ever, ever came back. What else? Oh, I had a, you might enjoy this or not, I hope my granddaughter can use this.
Please don't get me in trouble.
I'm not getting her in trouble. But I had a principal who, because it was first time ever in a classroom, inner city, difficult children, what have you, decided he should visit my classroom frequently. So he would come in, we had two doors, in front of the room, back of the room, and he would stand in the back, and I'd be doing whatever it was I was doing, and teaching, explaining, or correcting. And he would stand there for a while. And then afterward, he would give me a observation. And in it, he complained that I didn't see him or give him recognize that he was in the classroom for so many minutes, whatever he wrote down. And he also wrote down what he had seen. And I think I was the first one in that school to find out that on the back of this sheet was a section to answer it. And I did. And I won't get into the details of what I said and what I did. But after that, we were the best of friends. What else happened? I was the class advisor. And what we did in that school was I would take the freshman class on their first day, and we would stay with them through graduation. And you really got to know the kids, and I enjoyed that a great deal. Taking them different places, taking them to the look at the junior prom, the senior prom, the different fundraisers. And I enjoyed it. And one last thing, which you probably, I don't know, I'll tell you anyway. The police always came to my classroom to arrest different children that had gotten into some sort of trouble because I was the only class they didn't cut. And I thought that was a nice thing.
So let me ask you just one question, and maybe that could be like a really good wrap-up for it. If you had maybe, from all your teaching experience, one piece of advice that you'd want to give to people who are teachers today, like even teachers at my own school, if you have one maybe piece of teacher wisdom that you could give, what do you think that would be?
First, make really, 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 really sure the child did what you thought they did before you confront them. The worst thing you could possibly do is to suspect something, accuse a kid, and it turns out that it wasn't really them. You have to give them enough rope to hang themselves, so to speak. And that's the worst thing you can do, is to dress down a kid who was not the guilty party, or who didn't mean it, or something I didn't. Oh, one last thing I have to tell you about my favorite testing. I would give the kids a test, and like a multiple choice. And I would write the test down, and I had the test set up. This is one of my, I really had a good time with it, and use it if you want. I made the multiple choice test. Every single answer, the correct answer would be C. And the kids, I would sit there and watch the kids working on the test, ticking off C, go to the next question, C, the next question, C. And everybody started looking around the room to see what was going on, if they were doing it wrong or what happened. And I would laugh, and that would not be a really, that would not be a valid test, but it was some fun we had. And the kids enjoyed my teaching as much as I enjoyed teaching them.
Good. Thank you, Grandpa.